The local leaders from Lobonok village are calling on the South Sudan government to replace the National Army stationed in the area. Noel Matayo, a leader of an association of young people in Lobonok, says Chief Matthew Kenyijale was almost killed by a member of the South Sudan National Army last week. He says the latest shooting is part of several other abuses committed by some members of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, stationed at Pagera village and other parts of Lobonok. Matayo says another SSPDF soldier shot and killed a civilian last month. He also says another soldier shot and injured a local chief in Karpeto Boma.
The people of Lobonok believes that any armed forces, like in any civilized and democratic country, is meant to protect the lives and properties of its citizens. Yet here, in the Republic of South Sudan, and Lobonok, Payamit particularly, the armed forces has turned to be a source of destruction of lives, properties, and massive displacement of the civil population.
Tartisio Lado, executive chief of Tombor in Lobonok, says the news of the shooting of Chief Jale sent a chilling message to residents of Lobonok.
Until now, I have pressure. Since Tuesday at 7 p.m., I didn't sleep well up to now. You, the media people, we are calling on you to tell these things so that you understand. If the chiefs are not there in Lobonok, there would be nobody who can stay there.
The paramount chief was shot in the home village of Jemiswani Iga, the South Sudan's vice president for economic cluster. Nelson Lejo is the deputy spokesperson in the office of the vice president. He says Chief Jale is coping up with medication and the soldier who shot him is still at large.
One of the SSDF deployed there, and he came to the residence of the chief and asked for food. And I think the food was not given to him because actually that time it's already late. All the food is finished. That is why I was being told that the food is not there. Then he started shooting. In fact, the security itself has been taken, and soon the culprit will be investigated because he's going to be arrested. It's someone who is well known there in the village.
Derek Derrickson, the spokesperson in the office of the governor of Central Equatoria State, told the VOA that Governor Emmanuel Adil says the state condemns the incident.
The area where this incident happened, the leadership has already given measures to the security apparatus to make sure that security is beefed up at that particular area, and the area is actually been put into under serious monitoring.
Najat Sule, a women's leader in Lobonok, says SSPDF soldiers have committed several crimes in the area.
These things that we are explaining to you now are things that happened just these recent months. They are not for the past years. This month, there were two women who were raped. Their husbands were tied and their wives were raped while they were watching. Where has this happened, if not in Lobonok? A place where there is a vice president for a whole nation.
Major General Lulruai Kwong, the SSPDF spokesperson, says military officials are waiting for more information about the alleged abuses in Lobonok village.
What basically is that, yes, the report came to our attention. The area commander went to his area of deployment, and as soon as he's done with the preliminary investigation, he will share the report with us, and that's when the headquarters will be in a position to respond.
The community leaders from Lobonok have accused some members of the South Sudan Army of looting solar panels. The leaders say they reported the incidents to authorities in Juba. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.